I could be with anyone. Das ist Kevin Devine hier bei Flux FM und dieser Herr sitzt mir auch gegenüber. Hello, good to have you here.
Hello, good to be here.
Yeah, how you doing?
I'm okay. I'm like in a good place, pretty good place, mentally, spiritually, physically. I'm a little tired because I've been on tour and it's just impossible to sleep enough. Mm-hmm. But it's like a good tired.
Yeah.
Yes.
Also ihm geht's auf jeden Fall gut. Er ist ein bisschen müde und über das Müde möchte ich auch gleich mal sprechen. Let's talk about this tiredness because you told me that you're completely alone on tour, that you have no one with you.
I mean, it makes it sound like so existentially dark to say it like this, but yeah,
I mean,
like I'm with you right now.
Sure.
And I am traveling alone.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I've done that. I don't always do it. Sometimes, mm-hmm. as you could hear, I play with other musicians, mm-hmm. and sometimes there's a crew, a tour manager, a sound engineer, a merchandising
person. This is how
person.
I know it. This is how sometimes the travel party.
Yeah, sometimes it's like that. But I present my music a bunch of different ways. And sometimes it's presented as I'm sitting here with you. It's just guitar and voice. And so sometimes when I do that, it's kind of, I don't know, almost desirable to me for shorter trips to just kind of go do it. Mm-hmm. And there's something neat about selling the merch and dealing with the promoters and driving the car and arranging the travel. I have some help from like my manager and whatever, but I don't know. I have like a kid who's about to be 4, mm-hmm. and I don't really, I love her and I miss the hell out of her when I'm out here, but I also like, I don't get like a ton of time to do stuff like this. So, mm-hmm. there's a part of it that's also a bit of, I don't know, there's something therapeutic about it. More than 3 weeks and you get, I don't know. Can you curse on here?
Of course.
All right. Not that I need to. Now it feels like I'm like doing it on purpose if I do. I was just going to say more than 3 weeks, you can get a little fucking crazy. But like 2 weeks I can handle.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Interesting. Sounds healthy.
I'm trying.
Yeah.
As close as I can be. Yeah.
Also was er uns gerade erzählt hat, ist, dass er komplett alleine gerade auf seiner Tour ist. Das macht er von Zeit zu Zeit. Er ist natürlich auch manchmal mit Band unterwegs und mit Leuten, so wie man das auch kennt. Ne? Wenn MusikerInnen auf Tour sind, haben die vielleicht einen Merchandiser mit dabei oder Licht- oder Soundmenschen oder so. Und er ist komplett alleine, ist gerade auch dann sein eigener Merchandiser, sein eigener Fahrer und hat niemanden mit dabei. Das ist auch schön, weil er momentan eine dreijährige Tochter hat. She's three.
She'll be 4 in March.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm sorry to have to give you so much to say.
No, it's okay. I'm trying to make
answer,
it sure.
I answer long. Yeah,
it's okay. Yeah. Nee, er hat eine Tochter, die 4 Jahre alt wird und das auch mal, obwohl er sie sehr vermisst, natürlich auch schön, wenn er mal sich kurz rausnehmen kann. Aber mehr als 3 Wochen, da wird man irgendwie verrückt im Kopf, meinte er. So, tonight you're gonna celebrate your 10-year anniversary of your record.
Yeah, we're like being a little loose with the exact, it came out in 2009, this album Brothers Blood, and we couldn't get over here last year,
mm-hmm.
so it's like 10 years and some months
plus.
Yeah. But yeah, we did some shows in the States, and 2 in New York, 1 in Boston, and 1 in Philadelphia for this in December, and they were great. And the people I work with over here and the label that I work with in London and Big Scary Monsters, which distributes over here, they were kind of like, you should come do some, even if they're just acoustic shows, you should do some at least in Germany and in England, where this record had a little bit of presence.
Mm-hmm.
So I was happy to. I've been coming here kind of 17 years, I think, since the first time I played in
wow.
Berlin. It was at Wild at Heart.
Well, it's hard. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That was the first time we've been here.
January. I could maybe even tell you the date. It was
How?
Like January 20-something, 2003.
Really? How
yeah,
can you remember?
And many shows since at like Magnet Club, mm-hmm. Private Club.
Yeah.
I'm going to forget so many
Yeah, but
so
hey,
many places.
This is crazy to remember that.
It's a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, I've been able to come, I think almost on every record I've made since, mm-hmm. then, sometimes multiple times. So to get to come back for this is really cool. And yeah. I've heard great things about this venue.
Yeah. It's gonna be awesome. Silent Green, heute Abend spielt er im Silent Green, hat gerade erzählt, wie lang er schon einfach nach Deutschland kommt. Mit all seinen Platten war er mindestens ein oder sogar mehrmals hier und eben jetzt hier auf Akustiktour ganz alleine heute Abend im Silent Green. So you got your guitar with
I
you.
I do have my guitar with
This
me.
Is so good that you brought it. What a nice thing. You play something from your old record, from a newer one.
Yep.
Which song do we hear?
I'll play a song, the first song from Brothers Blood first.
Mm-hmm.
It's called All of Everything Erased.
Kevin Divine live at Flux FM.
This is the window where I watch the future start. My pupils dilated and the shock sped up my arms. I shut my ambushed eyes, turn my face towards the heat. I felt the city choke, I heard the world at war. I prayed for providence, God said don't pray no more. You went and made your mess, keep your blame off my feet. So I got off my knees, I faced the devil's day. The sky was murder red and the streets were headstone gray. A flaming Ferris wheel spun where the sun used to be, and I watched its buckets dip and dance. Saw a couple making love lock hands. They were pushing for abandoning the answers it could bring. 90 million miles from the graveyard, growing over everything. Chased through fields of sugar cane, she clutched her belly close, she whispered keep us safe. They ground her down to dust, no more miracles today. So I dreamt myself awake in a resort hotel above a golden coast, and deep inside my southern bell we heard the sea reborn in each singing shell. And every coughing car, and every coiled snake, and every shrieking star, and every burning stake dissolved to atmosphere. All of everything erased. I spread into a distant hum. I droned along with everyone. And the earth grew green and nursed herself to what she used to be. All our senseless shouting calmed to quiet in her ancient memory. And oh, what a joy to be free. And oh, what a joy to be free. Joy to wake up and finally be free.
Kevin Divine, live at Flux FM. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
So I was thinking about when you played that song, which is maybe older than 10 years.
I think I was actually thinking it while I was... There's a lyric in the second group of verses after the first instrumental part that I remember writing in Australia.
Oh.
In a hotel after a dream I had after about a book I was reading. Anyway, I was thinking about it as I was singing it, which I haven't thought of in a while. But I think that song was written in 2008.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Over 10 years.
Yeah.
So the question, or what I thought is, how do you look back in time? Like, is it a melancholy way that you look in the past, like, oh, time runs? Or is it like, wow, what did I do the last years by celebrating a 10-year anniversary?
I think it's done both of those things in some ways. And in other ways, it's, well, to the things you said specifically, one thing is, the first thing is the drummer on this record, who co-produced the record, is a guy named Mike Skinner. And Mike was not the Streets Mike Skinner, he just had the same name.
Yeah.
But and Mike was in my old band, Miracle of 86. And we made 5 or 6 records together. He came to Berlin with me 3 or 4 times all over. And Mike passed away in 2014. So one thing it's done is like gotten me really, I think about him all the time. Above my desk, my workstation at home, there's like a couple of pictures, and one of them is like this prayer, the St. Francis prayer. That is a good reminder for me. Mm-hmm. One's a picture of my daughter in a dragon costume, and one's like a picture of Mike like making a goofy face playing the drums. I think about Mike every day. I literally see him every day, but to go back into our work this way has been really cool.
Mm-hmm.
And also brought up some, like, when people die, a lot of what you think about is like this, like, big, almost philosophical, intense melancholy. But there's a lot of like funny, goofy, silly, real shit. And he was like a really vibrant, funny person, mm-hmm. and so creative. And sometimes his ideas were not, he had a lot of ideas, and sometimes they were great, and sometimes they were like, we're not going to do that one. But they were always there. Mm-hmm. And so moving around in this, looking back that way has been really cool. Also, I cannot believe it's been 11 years,
yeah.
10 years.
Yeah. Time runs.
It's really wild to me, because that record, I'm not a famous person. I'm like a niche public figure in a certain scene that, you know, but like that.
You are famous. You have a German Wikipedia.
I have a German Wikipedia page. That's true. But that record was a real turning point. I feel like more people came in with this record. Mm-hmm. And like in America, it was the first time we did like Lollapalooza and Coachella and Bonnaroo. Like that was the first time where it was like, oh shit. Like there's like, but it was still very modest. Mm-hmm. If I would go play in like South Carolina, there'd be 100 people at the show. It wasn't like, but it was a definite step up for me.
So it's a good album to remember and to celebrate.
It is, and it's also just wild because it's. I remember so clearly when that was like the new record.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Yeah.
And since then, there's been 5 or something like that. So. It's a lot of things. It's also just sort of like, I don't know, it makes me feel a little semi-sane and healthy, because I feel like I kind of just try to keep in each day to the best of my ability. And that's how, like, looking back, I'm like, oh my God, a lot of days have happened.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But they've all felt all right.
Yeah. Okay.
So, yeah. Even the shitty ones.
Yeah. You're the first American guest I have this week, so I have to talk about this with you because I saw you posted something. You posted, I guess it was a little GIF from Bernie Sanders.
Oh, with the postal worker tapping him on the shoulder.
That's
makes
nice.
Me want to cry. Yeah.
And so you're a Democrat.
No, I'm certainly not a Republican. I don't think there's anything serious for any kind of person of empathy to discuss about the present iteration of the American Republican Party.
Yeah.
I think it's basically akin to a terrorist organization. Yeah. But I don't think most of what the Democratic establishment has a whole lot more to offer people. That's not true. what's happening on the right is so ugly that even the center is a vast improvement.
Yep.
There's just a whole lot of room to the left of the center. And so I would say I've voted for the Democratic candidate. Mm-hmm. I think two of the last three elections. I've voted for an independent in one of them. Mm-hmm. But I am proud to vote for Bernie Sanders, and I did last time, and I will this time. He is not perfect. He has things to answer for as well. But as far in my life, he's the only serious progressive major party candidate that we've ever had.
Yeah.
He's not perfect. None of them are. That's what gets us in trouble, this cult of personality. Bernie voted for some stuff in the 90s that helped pave the way for the Iraq War. But also Bernie voted against a lot of things that most of his colleagues voted for. And he was a very lonely voice of sanity in most of those times. So, yeah, I'm a Bernie person.
Fingers crossed for Bernie.
He's doing all right now. Yeah. They're going to do everything they can to make it not happen for him, but he's doing all right now. Yeah.
Also, ich habe gerade mal gefragt, weil ich auf seinem Twitter-Account nämlich ein kurzes Bernie Sanders-GIF gesehen habe und weil gerade ja die Vorwahlen in Amerika laufen, für wen er ist. Er hat jetzt gerade ein bisschen ausführlicher erklärt, dass natürlich die Demokraten auch nicht so wunderbar sind und da es auch natürlich Kandidaten gibt, die vielleicht keine Option sind, aber Bernie Sanders ist wahrscheinlich in seinen Augen derjenige, der das Rennen machen sollte, weil er die beste Wahl wäre von allen, die zur Verfügung stehen. So, we're running out of time, but you brought a second song.
I did bring a second song.
Yeah, it's good that you have a second song.
I'll play another song from Brothers Blood, since that's what we're doing tonight.
This is so good.
This song's called Tomorrow's Just Too Late.
Das ist Kevin Divine live bei Flux FM.
You drag your tiger's paw across your chapped and cracking lips and open up a crimson slur you spread each time you kiss the broken boy you bargain with to turn back to the man that you fell in love with once but never saw again. Is he in there? Do you think he drowned to death? Well, it's his decision to show his face again. You grind your tired teeth and curse the day that you were born to a sunken line of Irish wives a million miles long, devoted to the suffering, they're certain they deserve a husband's a cross to bear, worry lines and a silver string of hair. Come too early, come to steal your sainted youth, but it's your decision to stay or else to move. And I'm not a man of faith, no gospel oak for me. But you wear a crucifix to broadcast your beliefs. And the God I've read about can't go where he's not asked to go, so you've got a choice to make. Shut him out, save yourself, or sit and wait. But you wait in on a man who will not move. So you must move for him and do what he can't do. 'Cause it's worth it. It's the one life you can change. And I'm sorry, sister, but it has to end this way. I mean, it's scary, sister, but tomorrow's just too late. So stand up, sister, there's an albatross to shake.
Kevin Devine, live at Flux FM. Thank you very much.
My pleasure.
Wonderful.
Thank you. Nice to talk to you. Thank
Und
you.
Wenn ihr heute Abend diesen Herrn live sehen möchtet, ich kann mir vorstellen, es wird ein wunderschönes Konzert werden im Silent Green. Wir haben noch ein paar Gästelistenplätze. Unter 030 2000 9000 schreiben wir euch drauf mit ein bisschen Glück, wenn er durchkommt. Und dann seht ihr Kevin Devine heute Abend live im Silent Green. Thank you for stopping by.
Thanks for having me.
A lot of fun touring Europe.
Thank you.
Go on touring. And next time, when you come back, we talk about your alter ego. Oh. We're running out of time and I just can't. We
sure.
have no time left, but you have to come back.
Leave him wanting more. Yeah.
Okay. Kevin Devine war das hier bei Flux FM und wir hören jetzt Black Cedar Who mit White Creatures.